Hey everyone, welcome back to the Literacy-Based Speech Therapy Podcast. My name's Ashley.
And my name is Kaylin. We are both licensed speech-language pathologists. If you have a love of picture books and want fresh ideas for using them in your therapy sessions, then you are in the right place. On today's podcast, we are discussing how to structure a literacy-based summer camp and some theme ideas for you guys. Ashley, you have hosted some camps before. How did you handle the logistics?
So it's been several years since I've done camps, but all of my camps, I hosted them at the private school where I was one of the SLPs. So every summer, this school had summer camps of different themes. They had sports camps. They had, you know, theater type camps and academic camps, even for like tutoring for kids. But parents would sign their kids up for different weeks with different, you know, themes. And so basically all the teachers or, you know, anyone in the community could host a camp on the campus. And so I had several different camps with different themes. I created the curriculum. It was a great way to, you know, earn a little extra money, especially for the teachers. And it was a fun for me to change it up. I did, you know, because I still did therapy all year long. But it was fun for those weeks during the summer for me to change it up a little bit and host the camps.
So how did you group the kids? How many kids did you have for your camp?
So for mine, I grouped them like preschool, kindergarten age, or I had some that were early elementary. So first, second, and third grade. I wanted to keep mine focused with a heavy, like, I wouldn't say academic focus, but it was heavy on, you know, speech and language type topics. Mine were all 3 hours long. So they were like, you know, 9 to 12.
Did you target your students' specific goals or was it just like an overarching?
It was open. I mean, because anyone could sign up to come to the camps, right? I didn't say, you know, my specific speech kids needed to come. Because I did them theme-based. And so like one year or one camp was like, I called it Fun with Phonics. One was called Leap into Literacy. And so they had a heavy, you know, the parents knew this was a heavy focus on deep into language building, literacy building. So the parents definitely were signing up for getting their kids some, you know, some good work in that area. It wasn't just drop your kids off to play for 3 hours. They knew that the kids would be, you know, from the description that I had in the program for where they signed up for different camps, they knew, you know, this was going to be a learning type camp. So like the Fun with Phonics one, this camp was geared, it was for like early childhood, kindergarten age. And I maxed it out at like, I think 12 kids. I had a helper. So it was, there was a college student who she wanted to go into speech therapy. And so I hired her to help me like be my assistant. So we had a focus on building alphabet knowledge, building phonemic awareness. We read, you know, lots of books with rhyme in them. We had the kids working on like hands-on manipulatives, magnetic letters, different art projects, all related to phonics and phonemic awareness-based activities. The Leap into Literacy-themed camp was also focused on early childhood and kindergarten ages. We read books. We focused, you know, we did some sight words. We did scavenger hunt with, you know, different words. Art projects. I would even send them home with, they each had it was like a plastic folder that closed with a little handle on the top. I think I got them like at Office Max. And I would put a book in there and I would have a sheet of paper that, I mean, it's kind of like my one page cheat sheets now, the narrative notes that are in my TPT store. I would make these cheat sheets for each of the books that I would send home with each of the kids. They were supposed to read that book at night, you know, with their parents or grandparents or whoever was taking care of them. Read that book at night. And I gave the parents like, you know, these are some vocabulary words you can point out. These are some WH questions you can ask about the book to kind of even guide the parents on, how they can read books with their kids. And then they would bring the book back the next morning and I would send another one home each night of the camp. And the kids loved that aspect of taking home a book that I had picked out just for them. So the camps were small, but I mean, I think you could make them any size you want to. It was just like kind of like what I could handle, my sanity.
You did hire someone to help you.
I did. Too, yeah. So. I had a helper. 1 year it was a high school girl. 1 year it was a college, you know, but they, you know, they were kind of my assistant. They helped wrangle the kids because, you know, we had fun, but there was a heavy learning focus during my camps for sure.
And we're specialized in speech and language and phonics and things like that. And so we can add a different emphasis specialty to that. So Ashley and I have discussed this. I have not put on a camp, but this is kind of an order that you could do. So you could do a book, have a craft, have an activity, and a snack each day if you did this camp for a week. And use Pinterest, Instagram to grab ideas on themed crafts and snack ideas. Something that Ashley and I have talked about is Christine with Live Love Speech. She's an SLP and is a fantastic resource for super fun snack ideas. But also, she's a speech therapist, so she puts a little twist on how to use the snack, whether it's making the snack, cooking in speech with a speech and language focus.
You know, you can pre-buy her programs and use them in your therapy sessions, but I think they would be phenomenal for a summer camp because it's all written out for you.
It's all written out. Yes, she's super creative.
We'll tag her Instagram in our show notes so you can go check out her activities that have like a food snack idea. So each day with my camps, I had a book for each day, and then I built the theme and all of the activities based on that book. So, you know, I had them like 10, 15, 20 minutes for them to come in and get, you know, kind of acclimated for the day. I always had an activity that was learning based. So think of like different activities you would maybe have for centers. Like I had some, you know, Play-Doh mats or a Lego activity. But they were in station, like every student had a little station. They would come in and sit down. And so it wasn't just, you know, play with Legos or play with Play-Doh. There was something on the table that had like the theme focus or some kind of a literacy phonics focus. So again, if you have your book, you have a craft, you have an activity, and you have a snack. So those four things led my structure for each day. So let's maybe jump in. If we did a camping theme.
Yes. So we're just going to give you a few ideas and then y'all can run with it. But just some books you could do for a camping theme. The Camping Trip by Jennifer Mann, A Camping Spree with Mr. McGee by Chris Van Dusen, Scaredy Squirrel Goes Camping by Melanie Watt, Fred and Ted Go Camping by Tony Eastman, and Curious George Goes Camping by Margaret Ray. And then you could tie in some different craft ideas. So just a few ideas are doing a s'mores craft with some cotton balls and brown paper. You could make some binoculars with some toilet paper rolls. You could make like a stained glass camping lantern with tissue paper, Mod Podge up tissue paper, and a lantern cutout or leaf and stick art. So some ideas you could tie in with that is going on a nature walk or a scavenger hunt, using your crafted binoculars and playing I Spy. Or even a flashlight.
Or, I mean, even if you have a tent, bring it into the room and y'all can all sit in there and read the book. That'd be so cute.
And make s'mores. Make pigs in the blanket or make like a s'mores trail mix and send it home. So those are just some ideas that you could implement with those books and the theme.
Definitely with any of the snacks, you want to somehow fill out a form or ask parents before the camp starts if anyone has allergies, things like that. You know, just be smart about it. So if you wanted to do a bug-themed camp, here are some book ideas for you. It Fell from the Sky by the Fan Brothers, Hank's Big Day by Evan Kuhlman, Snail Crossing by Corey Tabor, Pete the Cat and the Cool Caterpillar by James Dean, and I Like Bugs by Brian Karras. And then, so some snack ideas. And again, search Pinterest, but you could do worms and dirt. So like these are the you get the pudding cups, you get the crushed Oreo for the dirt, and then you put in some gummy worms. Kids love this idea. Ants on a log, so celery with peanut butter on top, and then you put the little raisins.
Or you could use sunflower butter. So if you have nut allergies, use sunflower butter.
Cream cheese also. I think some people do cream cheese. Oh, even though it doesn't really look like a, you know, like the brown, like the log, whatever. But if you had to. So you could also do like make a snail. So I've seen it also with the celery with peanut butter or the, you know, peanut butter alternative. And then you could do like a sliced banana sitting on top to kind of make it look like a snail. Or I've seen it where it's the same celery, but you do like an apple slice on the top to make it look like a snail. You could also do fossil cookies. I think these are so cute. So it's like sugar cookies, you know, all laid out. And then the kids use like the little plastic bug toys to make impressions, like bug fossil impressions on them. And then, you know, you bake them and eat them. So some craft ideas for a bug theme, you get straws and you cut, like if you have small salad paper plates, have them color those and then cut them into four sections and then attach them to the top of the straw. And so it looks like a dragonfly. You can cut circles and glue them together to make it look like a colorful caterpillar, put pipe cleaners on and the little, you know, the little googly eyes to make a caterpillar. And even with that, like you could attach some sounds and things to the back of that craft. They can make a green headband for their, to fit their head and then put two big white circles for their eyes and then pipe cleaners going up with like a little pom-pom on the top. So they're wearing, they look like bug heads. Super cute.
And so some activities for a bug theme. So it just depends on your comfort level. My kid's school did this and it's super fun, but they had the kid bring in a dead bug and then they used a magnifying glass to study it and talk about it. So that's something you could do, or you can just go on another nature walk or even have a sensory bucket and dig for bugs and talk about the bugs that you find. And you can also have the bugs have like a word on it that goes along with your goal for your camp. So if you're wanting to do a zoo theme, some books you could use are A Sick Day for Amos McGee by Philip C. Steed, Neck and Neck by Elise Parsley, Goodnight Gorilla by Peggy Rathman, Professional Crocodile by Giovanni Zoboli, and then The View at the Zoo by Kathleen Bostrom. So the last two books are from the perspective of the animals, which is a fun twist. So like character perspective taking, if you wanted to do that. Some craft ideas, make animal masks and let them pick which animal they're looking forward to and make an animal mask and have them go home wearing it. My son gets so excited with headbands or masks when he gets sent home with those. Make a zoo animal craft and be crafty about it with like paper cutouts. And then just get a bunch of random things like pom-poms, pipe cleaners, colored dry pasta, feathers, and let the kids create their animal. Or you can pick an animal and you'll all do the same thing. And then some activity ideas. So there's this really cute idea with having sensory tables for each part of the zoo. So like a grassland sensory area. An Arctic, so it's cold, sensory with different animals for that. And then like a rainforest area and a desert area. So with like snakes and stuff. There's another cute idea for a zoo animal roll and move game. You can Google that where on the big dice, it has different movements. And then the kids have to act out whatever animal is rolled on. Some snack ideas, animal cracker trail mix. Draw some stripes on little cuties to resemble a tiger. Keep it simple. Keep it cheap. That's fine. Make some butter bear toast with like bananas. That's another idea.
Okay. So the last theme we wanted to share is like an under the sea theme. Like if you were doing a week long camp, here are five books you could use. A House for Hermit Crab by Eric Carle. The Pout Pout Fish in the Big Big Dark by Deborah Deason. Dude by Aaron Reynolds. Smiley Shark by Ruth Galloway and Pete the Cat, Scuba Cat by James Dean. So some craft ideas, decorate a crab shell cutout and have the students, you know, come up with a purpose for each decoration. You can make a shark headband. So lots of ideas. You can get some great craft ideas on Pinterest. And then maybe some activities. You could do the shark bite game. You could do a water table with ocean creatures, have the students, you know, find them in the water table. You can do a scavenger hunt for the sea creatures, dig in the sand. Some snack ideas, like the blue Jell-O with the gummy fish. You could do a goldfish snack. You could do some clam shells with, you know, pearl using little vanilla wafers. So you could make some fun theme-based snacks as well. All of your themes, you can find some great ideas. Even like if you search it as a birthday party theme or something like that, you can get so many good craft and themed snack ideas to go with any theme that you do. But like an under the sea theme or a zoo theme, all of these are really great themes to do a summer camp. And yes, you want to have a heavy language or speech, you know, emphasis, but it's definitely a time that you can be a little more carefree, a little more relaxed. You don't have to meet any specific goals. You are not charging for therapy. This is not a therapy session, but you're just really emphasizing language concepts, literacy concepts, phonics concepts in everything that you do.
So along with that, just a few disclaimers. If you are going to do a private camp, make sure you are not giving the impression that it is therapy, unless it is going to be therapy, legit therapy, but that you are using your professional background expertise to plan intentional activities. So just make sure the parents understand that. Also, make sure if you're going to have it through your school system, obviously abide by any district regulations or private school regulations. You can look into your local community center if you need a place to host it. Also, some churches might even offer you space or like an event center. So that is something to consider as well.
For sure. You know, this episode is airing in the springtime because definitely you want to have time to get together your week-long plans, because you want to have time to advertise and get the word out for your summer camp. Parents start planning for their kids' summer camp and their kids' summer plans early. So you want to have your advertising ready to go and anything like that ready to go as well. Also, like we mentioned, a lot of different books and activities. Definitely check out my TPT store for the one-page quick narrative note cheat sheets, because these would be really great to have with you to help plan what you want to do with each book. We will link to those in the show notes. Definitely check out some of our previous episodes where we mentioned, you know, summer book favorites and other themed ideas that you could use if you want to do different, you know, different themes for your week. I also have those one-page cheat sheets for many of the books that we mentioned, and we will link to those on this app. We will link to the TPT store on this app.
And then if you want to go to our blog and go to the book search, you can search specifically for a theme. And if you want to make sure that it's a complete episode, you can go down and go to weather theme and then search for complete episodes or any other theme like Arctic theme if you did a winter camp or something.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. We know you're a busy SLP, so thanks for spending some of your time with us today.
Click the description for this episode on your listening app or go to sweetsouthernspeech.com to access the show notes. We will include any links mentioned.
And to continue the conversation, come hang out with us on Instagram at literacy-based speech therapy, where we share lots of books to use in your therapy sessions.
We would love to hear your thoughts on what you heard today. Please leave us a review on your listening app. We'll catch you in the next episode.